dun, dun, dun.
The number one sports betting podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. You all right, dude? Fucking Mitt.
What's at the bottom of the screen there?
Are we still on?
That's not going out.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Those are wrong.
We're good.
Oh, okay, okay.
Had me worried there.
Sorry. Sorry to everyone watching.
That's on me.
We saw something.
There we go.
Thought it was the show copy.
Had a baby Mitt. Oh, sidebar and
not
all.
Not the show copy. Mitt, where was the sidebar at yesterday, dude?
That's Foxy's. That was Foxy's. Foxy's fault.
That
was Foxy's
fault. No, that was not. I'm not going to do that to Foxy.
That was Foxy's fault.
That was my fault.
Before you answer.
No, that was Foxy's fault.
Pat's up to something.
Pat is up to something.
It's Foxy's fault.
It was Foxy's fault. It was not Foxy's fault.
No.
It was not. It's our fault. My fault.
Love you, Foxy.
My fault, mostly. I'm Tone Diggs.
Had a baby Tone.
Love Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpy.
Had a baby me.
Kyle Gumpy.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to all of us.
Good day to all of us. The Hammer Don boys.
HDB.
For the second straight day. If there's day games that happen before the show, we tweet out our picks 5-1 for the second straight day. Is that good?
The day games are popping. Alex Verdugo just put together one hell of an at bat, my friend. The Sox are rallying.
Fucking Sox, Avec.
They are not going down without a fight in Minnesota.
Day games that we had, I had the Marlins again. Marlins have come home. Well, they lost in the final, but first five. 3 out of 4 games against the Braves this week, so shout out. And then I had the Pirates, which was a terrible, terrible idea. Gumpy was on the other side with the Padres.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know. Padres were going to win one.
Probably.
Right? Buckos
had the were hot.
Paddock had me. Paddock. He was so good for them when he first came up, and he's just been struggling lately.
And then we both had the White Sox. You know why?
Yeah.
Lance Lynn was on the mound. Still on the mound.
Hey, I mean, I got burned on Chucky Morton last night.
Chuck's getting up.
I got a lot of angry tweets about people are...
Are we done with Chuck?
I'm not. I will go down with Chuck, but a lot of people think he's fading later in his career. I don't think so, man.
Well, we don't need to give our opinions. Well, we can, but we have someone joining us whose opinion you should respect and pay attention to a lot more because, you know, he's World Series champion.
Come on.
It's pretty good. 4 Sox.
Come on.
Is now with CBS Sports and doing the Wake and Rake pod. We welcome to Hammer Don, Will Middlebrooks.
Got a baby, Will.
What's up, boys?
Will, hell of a fucking setup you got there.
You like that? I got to look the part.
This guy's professional.
Can't sound it, you know what I mean?
You see that at bat by Verdugo two seconds ago?
I just turned it off only because it puts a big-ass glare on my jerseys back there. So I had to turn it off. But yeah, that was, dude, winning is contagious, bro. And that's how comebacks happen. When you're expecting to win, you come to the park ready to win every day.
Where are the Sox at?
Down 3, no big deal.
9-3. Do you think I was bullish this year on the Red Sox just because Cora was coming back? Do you think this is sustainable?
Andrew Homer.
Yeah.
9-10 games in a row? No, I don't. I do expect them to lose another game this year. they're playing out of their ass right now. They're overperforming right now. I think they're getting big hits. They're getting hits early. They're scoring runs early. It's always nice when you can go up early. And then you're getting meaningful innings from guys like Nick Pivetta, Garrett Richards, guys that during spring training, the Boston Red Sox Twitter is just like, oh, God, we're going to win 30 games. You know, I'm thinking, like, these are good pitchers. I don't know what they're talking about. People got to realize in spring training, guys are working on something. They don't care what the count is. They don't care the score, the situation. If they're going to work on their changeup and they're going to throw it 6 times in a row, that's what they're going to do. And it's probably going to get hammered off the fence, but it doesn't matter because they're getting their work in. So they were terrible in spring training and people were all over them. But now, hey, you're getting quality starts and that's all that matters.
Well, what if a guy was great in spring training? Like, can we pay attention to that?
I think it just depends on the situation. I mean, if a guy's coming in trying to make a team, yeah, you definitely pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. Or if a guy's trying to keep a spot, like most of my spring trainings. you pay attention to it. Or if he's coming off injury, whatever. But if it's an everyday player or a guy you know is going to be in your starting rotation, if it looks weird, like he's just going out there and going through the motions, it's because he's working on something. It's spring training. That's what it's for. Mm-hmm. So I think as fans and even as analysts, you have to remind yourself of that. Spring training is for just that. It's training. But back to your original question, can they sustain this? No. I do think – I took the over on these guys on total wins this year. I know you guys doing your betting thing. Betting was kind of frowned upon when I was playing baseball, so I'm just now getting into it.
Well, hey, Pete Rose is selling his picks now. So,
hey, dude, I was going to say, after my rookie year, when I realized, hey, I'm probably not going to the Hall of Fame, I should have said, screw it.
The Red Sox, obviously, they're going to lose a game. The not winning or the not losing is obviously not sustainable, but they're 9-3 and they're four games up on the Yankees, who the Yankees still, if you do look at betting, are still the favorites to win the East. I mean, we're only 10-12 games in the season for a lot of these teams. Do you still think that's the Yankees division to lose?
I do. They're just, you put their lineup 1-9 against probably most teams in the league. Now, the caveat there is, can they be healthy? That's what's hurt them in the past. 2 years ago, everybody got hurt, and they still won 100 games, which is a complete joke. But they have depth. They have money. They have options. They have people to trade if they want to go out and get people at the deadline, which they might have to go get an arm. Uh-huh. I could see like a Max Scherzer, but maybe getting traded around because I don't think the Nationals are going to be in the mix. What are you going to get out of Kluber? What are you going to get out of Tyone, who's coming out second Tommy John? Kluber. Yeah. Through 30 innings over the past two seasons, they've looked decent, but I mean they're built for the regular season. I think they'll be a good regular season team. The rest of the division isn't great. Toronto's up and coming. Mm-hmm. They're exciting. Boston's overperforming. I think they're going to be competitive. I don't think they're in the mix to win the division. I just don't think they have the pitching to hang on. So yes, I think New York ends up winning the division.
We saw another no-hitter last night. Will, do you think people were talking about it because a lot of people are just swinging for the fences now. Do you think we will see more no-hitters going forward?
I think that does play into it a lot. We're in a weird era of baseball where pitching is at an all-time best as far as stuff goes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's 95. And it's not just your back end of the bullpen guys throwing 95 to 103. Like you have starting pitchers throwing 6-7 innings. They're 95 plus, which is with four pitches. It's a complete joke. And then you combine that with hitters who have this launch angle era, slugging, hit the ball. And when you're getting on plane with the baseball, not to get off into physics and shit, but if you get on plane with a baseball, you're going to hit it in the air because the ball is coming at a downward angle. So you swing at an upward angle. It's science. does that play into no hitters? Absolutely. There's going to be more fly balls. You're going to see more pitchers with velocity are going to pitch at the top of the zone, and that's the way to combat an uppercut swing. So you're going to see more balls in the air. More balls in the air are easier to catch than balls on the ground. So there's going to be less hits. We're seeing that. We can see that with the Oakland A's, who started the year 0-6, I think. Now they've rattled off five of the last six, and they're turning around. They're a good team. They'll be fine. But they don't have elite arms, so they can't get away with going out and getting five or six hits a game, which – they got 3 to 6 hits for the first week of the season per game. That's like not going to work when you don't have elite arms. So, yeah, to your original question, I can go on. By the way, I can just ramble for like an hour. So you just
fill your boots, pal.
To your question, yes, that is going to play into it big time. I think that's why we're seeing more.
And then, Will, from a gambling angle for us, I'm a big unders guy. So I love the pitching. I love the pitching matchups. Do pitchers or batters – Or is it neither have an advantage early in the season when there hasn't been that many games yet? Potentially the weather's cold, things like that.
Right.
Who has the advantage earlier in the season?
100% pitchers.
Okay.
Your best players on your team offensively, normally your veteran guys, they're not going to get 50, 60 at bats in spring training because they don't want to get tired before 162 game season. So they're going to have 35, maybe 40 at bats. So the timing's still not, you're not going to be it's literally called mid-season form. You're not going to be mid-season form at that point. Yes, it's cold. Not everybody plays, with a roof or in Florida or wherever. I mean, I remember I'm starting years in Boston. And we're starting in New York, and Boston is 35 degrees at game time. It sucks. You're not the if you don't barrel a ball perfectly, it feels so terrible. It's so bad, and guys weren't throwing near as hard when I was in the league. You know, the average velocity's been skyrocketing ever since then. So you hit one off the end or hit one off your, it's straight bumblebees in your hands, and then you got to go out and field it and throw it, and your hands are still tingling. So pitchers, yes, they definitely have an advantage.
Yeah, we I used to play fall ball. I obviously did not play in the major leagues, and fall ball getting sawed off on the hands was just the absolute worst. And that's what it's like early in the season for these guys. You had mentioned the A's, and I wanted to talk about that division because the Astros to start were 7-0, 7-6-1 or whatever they were. Now they've fallen back, and that division is kind of grouped up. Yeah. And then Trout and Ohtani are both at the top of the MVP odds for the American League. Do the Angels have a chance that win the division? And if you were to, is Trout just going to be the MVP again?
It's so boring. I'm so bored with his excellence. Like last year, he was like, man, I had a shitty year. And he hit 281. He was on pace for like 53 homers. Dude, I didn't hit 53 homers in my career. Like, shut up. But yeah, the Angels, I didn't think they were going to be at the top of the division. I think they're going to be competitive. They didn't really make that big splash in the offseason as far as pitching, going out and making a big pitching move. They got Alex Cobb, Dylan Bundy from last year. He pitched really well last year. He's continued that in this year. And then you just got headlines with Trout and Shohei, what they're doing. He's doing the two-way thing, which is amazing for baseball and the fans and everybody to get into the game. But I still think Houston is the best team in that division. Oakland started off awful. And I expect them to be back in the mix. I do. And this division is just kind of going to beat up on each other. Seattle's overplaying right now. They're at the top of the division right now. That won't last. Texas, I think it's a good bet to see if Joey Gallo hits more home runs in games they win this year. I love Texas, too. I grew up a Rangers fan. I grew up going to those games, but they're just – it's a vicious cycle, man, and they were really good a few years ago, and it slowly teetered off, and now they're rebuilding, and they'll be back. That new stadium's sick, but
team isn't winning. Were you in attendance for the full capacity home opener in Texas?
I was not.
That was awesome.
I was here with a two-year-old, a one-year-old.
Hey, congrats.
Oh, thanks. Good for you. By the way, I didn't dress up for you guys. I'm straight off the golf course. Well, my dad's in town.
Did you look at us?
I haven't seen you. No. I feel like overdressed. I'm straight off the golf course. So I had to. My dad's in town. I had to take him out and kick his ass.
How'd you hit him?
I kicked his ass, but I mean, I'm bragging. But he has two fake hips, and he's 60. But I'll take any dub.
Yeah, win's a win, pal. Sticking with the Astros, that division, do you think Astros will end up getting a deal done with Correa? Because they were very, very far apart, it sounded like.
Yeah, I think maybe he is going far and beyond maybe what the numbers say he deserves. I don't know exactly what he's asking. I don't even know the bridge and what the difference is. But, I mean, I'm not going to say a generational talent. He's a generational shortstop right now. He's at the top. If you look at the numbers, OPS plus and slugging, all if you dig into all the metrics, he's right up there with the Lindors, the Bogarts, like, and he played in big games. He had some hits, big hits for them in the postseason last year. That matters, man, especially as far as leadership goes in that clubhouse. Yeah, we know like the shit they dealt with the trash cans and all that. But within that clubhouse, he's a leader.
Yeah,
he's been around forever, it feels like, and he's still like in his mid-20s. So, he's going to be around for a while. I have no idea as far as the money goes. They should get that done. You can't let him go somewhere else. He's a staple in Houston and on that team. He sells jerseys. He sells tickets. He fills seats. So you got to keep him around.
There's also been rumors, I don't read too much into it, with Xander about the Sox possibly moving him to third. Do you buy into that at all? You played with Xander, right?
Yeah. His rookie year was in 13. We won the World Series.
Yeah, it was a hell of a year.
He played some third base too then, because we had Steven Drew playing short. And
when was your rookie year? 2011?
Mine was 12.
Twelve.
I was up for most of the year in 12. I don't know what, why? Who's going to play short? Are they talking about like Jeter Downs?
Or yeah, like, or they were rumored to be in on Correa because of Cora, I was reading.
I mean, the way analytics and metrics are built now and the way they build lineups, like they use a computer to make lineups
based
off of matchups. And dude, it's nuts how deep they can, like day games in March or April. Like they can dig up every little thing and be like, this is your best option for three hole, four hole. It's absurd. How they've taken the human aspect out of baseball as far as planning or game planning goes. But, man, leave them as short as long as you can.
Yeah.
Your best players are up the middle. That's why I played third. yeah, he's a leader of the defense. The shortstop is known as the leader of the defense. Leave him there. Ride that horse as long as you can. I mean, go get if you get Correa, which I don't think that's going to happen,
yeah.
Then, yeah, I guess it would make sense to have them over there. But why it's not broken, don't fix it.
Like you said, in making lineups, the stats that you can look up now for like for that we use for gambling, like day ERA, night ERA, xFIP, home away splits, all those things,
they think it makes it easier to bet. It makes it harder.
It's too much. It's too
like this is my gut feeling, I'm gonna go with this, and then you're like, well, there's all these stats that I don't understand, but they tell me to do the other thing. Yeah, man,
it's a big paralysis by analysis, but as far as stats are concerned. So what are your thoughts? So the Braves, not off to the best start. Acuna is, though. He hit another bomb today.
That's absurd.
Do the Braves have to make the playoffs? I mean, I know the Angels haven't made the playoffs and Trout's won MVPs and stuff like that, but that's Trout. Do the Braves have to, for Acuna to be in the discussion, to be NL MVP?
Oof. The pace he's on right now, they can lose 100 games and he and I mean he's hitting what 450 almost. So you said he hit one today, is that seven?
Yeah, he hit one today. He hit two. The way he plays too, man, like when he hits a bomb, like it is fucking, people say baseball is an electric.
I used to hate that shit. and now I'm like gotten away from the, and the game is changing. The way I came up was with old grizzled vets that were like, listen here, bro. I don't care if you hit the best ball of your life. You put your head down, don't show up that pitcher, and you run the bases. I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Josh Beckett or whoever yelling at me that day. But, man, it's good for the game. I mean, the game's changed. Let the kids play, right? Like, dude, is he going to go now I'm thinking 50-50. Can he get 50-50?
I think he could.
Man, 40-40 right now seems like, he's got it.
Yeah. Like when he's got like four chains on jumping around, they got it in that 8K HD camera. Like, tell me baseball isn't electric, man. I fucking love it.
Cubic zirconia. Those aren't real. These guys are playing baseball and sliding it. Like Big Poppy used to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was my locker mate a lot. And
that's
like,
awesome.
How much is that necklace? And it's like $100,000. I'm like, you're playing baseball in that?
Like,
he didn't really slide head first. Big Poppy couldn't slide head first.
But. He had a couple of decent slides when it really mattered.
Yeah, he'd get it back to the bag every once in a while.
He could pick them up and put them down when he needed to.
Oh, yeah.
He just didn't need to that often.
There was that clip in 2013 when you guys were down to St. Louis before Gomes hit that homer. That was fucking that was the best, man.
Dude, that team was so cool, man. Oh, my God. The veteran, talking about veteran leadership, like Johnny Gomes, Mike Napoli, Pedroia, rest in peace. Like, Pedroia was, dude. Do you want to hear something? The funny story about Pedroia, just to tell you like who he was. I know we're probably running out of time.
No, you're good. Fill your boots, man.
So, first game of the season, bro. We're in New York. It's one of those cold games. It's a dribbler in the infield. He goes, he's like probably out by three steps, but he goes full Pete Rose into first base. And gets up, shaking his hand, comes up the field. Like a couple innings later, I see him getting worked on by trainers. I'm like, hey, you good? What's going on? He's like, yeah, I hurt my thumb when I dove in first base. So the next morning, gets an MRI. He blew out his UCL in his thumb. It was his left one. They're like, dude, you need surgery now. He's like, no shot. Like, we're going to win a World Series. This is what he said. We're going to win a World Series. I'm not going to miss it. So they just taped it up, made this brace for him, went on to be an MVP, gold glove. We won a World Series, duck boat parade. day after Duck Boat Parade, got surgery.
That's awesome.
That's pro.
That team was so special, man. I remember when Nava hit that home run after the marathon bombing. Like, I remember against the Royals,
that
man.
That game, I just got chills when you just, like, thinking about that.
That team, I mean,
today's the anniversary.
Yeah, it is.
Dude.
That team was just, because at the start of the year, I think it was Gammons wrote the article, because you guys signed Napoli, Victorino, Dempster, and
Johnny Gomes,
and he said that the team was basically a joke. And I remember being like, I was like, I got a good feeling about this team, man. And you guys that team was just one of one.
We're just grinders, man. That's what it was. And that's what a good team was made out of. Now there's like so many analytics that those guys they got pushed out of the game, mm-hmm. and got their careers cut short because, analytically speaking, you don't need a guy named Johnny Gomes who's going to hit 205, but really have some of the biggest hits, biggest moments for that team that entire year. But there's no metric for grit and heart and being a glue guy in a clubhouse to pull people together. There's no metric for that. So there's no need for those players in the game. I hate that.
And even Salty and David Ross. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Salty played all year, and then Ross took over in the playoffs. Like, man.
Just that you ride the hot hand, and Rossi was hot, man.
Speaking of grit, though, and we'll get you out of here on this. The NL Central feels like a gritty division to me, and I can't get a read on it. Who do you like coming out of the Central?
I like the Cardinals.
Okay,
I like the Cardinals. But my storyline to follow is the Cubs.
They are,
and not to see like do they trade guys? Like, we saw what Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, they're on the last year of their deal.
They can't hit either.
They're all not on the last year of their deals.
They all hit 200 last year, too. Like, Baez was arguably one of the worst everyday players as a hitter in baseball last year. And he hasn't looked great this year either. Now, Jock Peterson is he's on a one-year deal, too. So, let's say they're out of it.
Yeah.
Are they shipping these guys out? I know they were trying to extend Rizzo. There was rumor of that. See, teams put that information out there, they leak it to put pressure on the player, because now the media and everybody's like, why won't he sign? Does he not want to mm-hmm. be here? You know, and it forces players to take less money because of the sentiment value of being with a club, because he won a World Series there, they broke the curse, all that. But he's not going to undervalue himself for that. Rizzo's too smart. He's a veteran. So, dude, if they don't get these extensions done and they're in third place come the end of July, do we see these players sprinkled around the league? Because that would be fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And baseball fans. So I think I could see Baez. I could see Chris Bryant. I could really see these guys in different uniforms if they're not playing good baseball.
Hey, Will, we can't thank you enough for your time. We appreciate your expertise. Let the people know where they can find you.
Yeah. On Twitter at Middlebrooks. Very creative, yep. I know, but somehow I got the handle, so
awesome.
I stuck with it. And then, we're just getting a podcast off the ground called Wake and Rake Pod.
Great name.
Wake and Rake, yeah. So we're just talk baseball. We're trying to mix some betting in.
Yeah.
We talk whiskey. We talk grilling, smoking meat, whatever we want to talk about. So we're just getting off the ground. We're a couple weeks in, but we're having fun with it.
That's awesome. Hey, anytime you want to come back on, you are very much welcome here. We can't thank you enough.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Will. Have a good day. That was awesome,
man. That Red Sox team, man. I could talk about that team for fucking hours.
They were awesome. They were impossible to not like.
Yeah, and it was just, you just knew like halfway through that year that it was just nothing was gonna, like, they were down to the Tigers and Ortiz hit that home run. Mm-hmm. They would have been down 2-0 in that series going to Detroit. Like,
let me ask this because I kind of saw in the chat, Mitt, did you spell world wrong?
I 100% did.
Jesus.
Woolard. Man. Woolard.
World.
W-O-L-R-D.
World. Woolard. World. You're the best, dude. You're the absolute best.
World Series champ.
All right, so we're taking.
Can we just go next?
Yeah, we'll go next, dude. We'll go next. What did we take away from that? Yankees, he still likes the Yankees to win.
The Sox
the
are
East.
Not going
to
go undefeated. The
Sox
rest
are
of
not going to go undefeated.
I did
like the Astros still.
Which, man, I didn't even think about those Cubs players being on the move.
Dude, they can't. The whole fucking team can't hit. They can't. Let me see here. I'm looking at divisions that we talked about. Yankees still there. We didn't talk about this AL Central. Astros still kind of, he likes the A's to bounce back. Acuna can still get the MVP, obviously. Cards, if you like the Cards as well, Cards are plus 175 right now.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. You're a fucking fake Cardinals fan.
No, I mean, I'm like kind of a Cardinals fan if I cheer for a baseball team.
Okay. Do you want to go through the rest of the games today, Paul?
Yeah, I only got a couple more bets for tonight.
I only got one. So we'll roll through these. Diamondbacks and Nationals. I believe we are
going at it again.
We're both on this one. We're going at it today. You got the best of me this morning.
Yeah.
You had the Padres, I had the Pirates. On this one, I have Arizona first five. You have the Nats first five.
Yeah, I just think I think Corbin's a good pitcher. I think he bounces back here.
Him and Merrill Kelly have both fucking struggled to start the year. They yes. both have above eight ERAs. Merrill Kelly is blaming his on day starts. He doesn't like to start in the day, he said, so we got a night start for him. I'm going Arizona plus a half, plus 106 first five. With the pitching questions for both of them, I figured plus a half, plus 106, it's decent value. I don't love the Diamondbacks in this game. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, fuck
yeah, Diamondbacks. No, I don't love the Nationals either. I just think Corbin's a very good pitcher who just had a rough outing.
Yeah, so I'm taking the dog here, which Gumpy sent me a stat this morning.
Yeah, the dogs are barking.
The dogs are very much barking. Let's see here. So overall, just straight up, money line. Dogs are 88 and 85, plus $3,300 if you were to put a $100 bet on every dog for every game. It's not bad. We like dogs.
Love dogs.
We love when the puppies are barking. Jay loves. I could see Jay back there fucking shaking his head.
Oh, for sure.
Jay, did you take any golf bets yesterday, by the way, any chance?
I didn't. I couldn't find anything I really liked.
Okay.
Not on Donnie Berger?
next game of the night, Rangers and Rays. Rays are minus 186.
This Rays team, man. With
Rich Hill on the mound.
Fucking Richie Hill.
No thanks.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know what to think of this Rays team, man. Unless... what's his name's on the bump?
Fucking, oh, Glasnow?
Yeah. I mean, even Yarborough got rocked the other night, so I'm good.
We had a fucking no-hitter last. Sorry. A no-hitter. Almost perfect game.
Yeah, but hell of a play by Abreu to save the no-hitter, man. That was
shred his fucking holy groin. Holy
fuck.
Toronto at KC. We don't know who's going for Toronto yet, so tough to have an opinion on that one unless you do.
No, I'm good.
9:40 tonight, Detroit at Oakland. I'm leaning Oakland. I'm not taking Oakland. Yeah. I was leaning Oakland. I feel like the line was, they're minus 174 as far as the game's concerned, money line. First five, they're minus 162. It's a little rich for my blood. I didn't like it enough to take the half, minus a half. So I'm staying away. Are you taking something there?
Yeah, I got A's money line, okay. First five. Manea got roughed up first time out, but his last time out, six innings, one earned. Scooball. I mean, this guy stinks. So I'll take the Athletics. They're hot right now.
Yeah, I was leaning A's there. So I don't hate your pick, but fucking good luck.
I need something tonight. I had to get a couple in there.
And then the Rockies at the Dodgers, 10-10. Austin Gomer Powell.
Gomer's back?
Yeah, versus Julio Urias.
How do you bet? Who's betting? If you're betting the Dodgers, what, like...
So the Dodgers are minus 295.
Every game, dude.
And you know me. You know I love Gomer. So I thought about taking him here.
I took Scherzer plus a half against the Dodgers the other day. It was interesting. Will's saying that Scherzer could get moved.
I know. I heard that because the Nats are struggling. Oh, God damn it. I just saw it. The Rockies are plus 1.5 first five? Minus 114.
Who's on the mound for
Sign me up, dude.
You ride and go. Gomer's 0-2 with a 2.89 ERA. Let me look at
the stats. Julio Urias has a 2.84 ERA. 3.86 expected ERA this season. Threes in the threes last season. Let me see what fucking Gomer's working with. Austin Gomer here. By the way, this is fangraphs.com where I get the expected ERAs and XFIP and stuff like that. Gomer's got 2.89 ERA with a 3.26 expected. He had a 1.86 ERA last year. Thinking about taking.
He has faced the Dodgers already this year.
How'd he do? What's the game log look like? I'll pull it up.
The Dodgers.
This is a live view at how we go through our bets and make
seven walks in three innings against the Dodgers and four last outing against the Giants.
He only went three against
led to his losses.
He went three, so he's got fucking control issues. I can't do it.
Come on, Gomer.
I'll put it out there. If I had to make a pick here, I'm taking the +1.5 minus.
Win one for the Gomer, dude.
+1.5 is a lot, dude.
Urias is good, huh?
Urias?
Yeah.
Let me see how the Dodgers do against lefties real quick. I don't know if this is good for the show or not, but chat, let us know if you like us going through a game live on air. I feel like that's fucking terrible. The Dodgers are 14th in the league against left-handed pitching.
Here's a question for you. If you had to take the Dodgers or the field, who would you take?
Probably, I always take the field.
Yeah.
And then, all right, so the Rockies versus left-handed pitching is 13th and 14th. So it really comes down to the pitchers. Do I like Urias that much more than Gomer? No. Tony's going to take the Rockies +1.5 -114.
I'm calling this right now. Ottavino's about to blow this game in the bottom of the ninth.
For the Red Sox?
Yeah, it's tied 3-3. He just came in.
Hey, the fucking chat loves it. All right, so maybe we'll do this more often. I'm going to put it in my phone right now. Taking the Rockies. Taking the Rockies, first five.
Cleveland up 3-1 on the White Sox.
+1.5 -114. +1.5. All right. Done. You with me or no?
What's that?
No. You with me or no?
No.
All right.
I don't bet on the Dodgers, and I don't love betting against them either.
All right. That's fine. It's probably a good rule.
+1.5 is nice, though. I was going to bet, fucking, I would take.
I had +1.5 last night, right? And it came. Yeah. They won outright.
Astros lost half their team.
Yeah, to COVID. Oh, so, something to think about there. NBA only has four games tonight.
That's a shame.
NBA betting is fucking tough. For me, it's tough. Mitt's a savant, obviously.
Last night was my first night where I got taken to the cleaners.
You get knocked out of the world.
Well, I mean, last night Cleveland beat Charlotte. That shouldn't have happened. Fucking Toronto with nobody, absolutely nobody, beat San Antonio. The Clippers did take care of business against Detroit. We should have known. We did talk about that. Even with Paul George and Kawhi out, the Clippers took care of business. Orlando beat Chicago. The Knicks are heating back up, by the way. Something to look at there.
They had a little hiatus, ATS. But now the ATS has moved back into the Knicks' favor, though.
Tell you what, if you're a betting human being, which we are. Mitt, we are.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find Oklahoma City's trends here because they have been god-awful. Let me see if I can find it. Oklahoma. Yeah. Last 10, they're 1-9 straight up, 2-8 ATS. I think it gets worse than that if you can find trends on Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City might be worse than the fucking Houston Rockets right now. So something to look at there. Golden State beat them by 40 points last night. Denver, without Jamal Murray, smoked the Heat. Are the Heat not good again? Are they?
They're a weird team, man.
They're a fucking weird team.
Dude, the Heat fucking stink this year. I don't know what happened in the bubble. They had players playing out of their mind. Yeah. Like Tyler Hero is shooting like 21% from three. Like, he's shooting horrible, dude. He stinks now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You live in Miami, get a little spotlight. Get a little Miami flu going on.
Whoa.
Can't shoot.
Can't shoot. The Bucks are -4 at Atlanta tonight.
There you go. Ottavino, fucking first guy single. Jesus, man. When the Yankees trade the Red Sox a pitcher, you know something's fishy.
You do. You absolutely do. So the other night, Atlanta covered, even though I jumped off of them. That's on me. I'm trying to see if they're... I jumped off because everyone was out. Everyone was out. Mitt, do you have anything for this game tonight?
Yeah, they have been covering a lot, Tony, and the under has been hitting a lot. They've been playing some great defense. I think I'm going to ride with the under here and stay off the actual in-between game.
Status of right now, Giannis, and Trae Young are both questionable. So something to think about there. Let me see if anybody's out. Chris Dunn, DeAndre Hunter, Danilo Gallinari's fucking questionable. So Tony Snell's out, I think. So we'll see there with Giannis and Trae Young. Not gonna do anything right now.
If either of those guys play, if like only one of them plays, I will definitely hop on that side. Okay. But other than that, I will stay off that one.
Golden State and Cleveland both played last night. They're playing again tonight. Cleveland opened 7.5 dogs, 6.5 down to 6.5 dogs. Opened 222.5, 224 is now the line for Golden State and Cleveland. Steph's been hot as fuck. Cleveland off of a win. I don't know. You do anything here, Mitt?
This one's tough for me because Steph has smoked me in the last two games they've played, and then Cleveland smoked me last night. So I think I'm actually going to go with Steph here. I don't think 6.5 is enough for Cleveland, so we're going to go Warriors. They're hot. They're going to keep riding it.
Okay. You don't have any – I guess traveling from OKC to Cleveland isn't bad. But one, Cleveland played in Charlotte last night. Yeah. All right.
This guy stinks.
Who?
Fucking hit by a fucking beaned a guy.
So the Sox.
First and second, nobody up. Nelson Cruz is up. This game's about to be fucking toast. Jesus.
The last 2 days at the end of the show, you are just getting fucking the lads.
I can't complain about the Sox, no, dude. You can't. They're fucking 9 wins in a row.
Celtics at the Lakers.
Now there's a team you can't complain about.
The Celtics.
Yeah.
No, they've been better as of late.
Yeah, but
they're 6-point favorites in LA.
Six?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at their recent, they beat Portland.
LA has been getting
They beat Denver.
Walked.
They beat Minnesota. They beat the Knicks. Lakers just beat Charlotte, who just also lost to Cleveland. They lost to the Knicks. They beat Brooklyn. They lost to Miami. The Lakers are very, right here, they're win, lose, win, lose, win. Tonight would be a loss potentially. Six is quite a, I don't know, with the Celtics if you want to lay that. Mitt, are you doing anything there?
I am definitely not betting on the Celtics. Go Lakers. But we are taking the over of this game. I've been riding the Lakers overs. Came home. Actually, it has not come home for me once yet. And we're going to keep riding it. And it's going to go. Let's go. Go Lakers tonight, though.
Mitt, I just heard that I like you using come home.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I'll pick up the lingo.
I also picked up a bunch of times fucking Gumpy say, go ahead, fill the boots, pal.
Fill your boots?
Yeah, I may never not use that line again.
That's a good one. Fair play. It's good.
Fair play. Fair You've been play. Using a lot of fair play. Like, yeah. Good. Fucking
too rich for my blood.
Fucking fill your boots. last game of the night, Sacramento at Phoenix. This has got to be a big line. 12 points.
Oh, yeah, and we're taking Phoenix all night, Tony.
12?
Oh, yeah. I'd Holy take him at shit, 15. They're going to win by 20.
Sacramento 2-8 straight up and ATS.
Ottavino just struck out Nelson Cruz.
Kings are 0-4 in their last four road games. Kings are 0-5 in the last five overall. Kings 1-6 ATS in their last seven versus a team with a winning record. Kings not good. 1-4 of their last five is an underdog. Kings are not good. So that's...
I see no lies.
Don't take the Kings side. Not saying to fucking jump on the Suns at 12, but that would be the side for me to go.
I'm going to double down here on the Suns at -12.5. Don't care. Honestly, I'm going to alternate spread them.
I knew you were going to say
minus
that.
15. Jesus. Don't care. Go give me 20, a plus dude. Line.
Go yeah. 20.
I'll go 20. I'll go 22. Jeez. Give me a huge plus line. I love it.
Suns minus 22. Mitz.
All right, pal.
So if you were making the book, that's what you would have the line at.
If I was making the book, I'd probably put it at like 18. But no, I do think they're going to smoke them.
It's Mitty books.
The Suns did just beat Miami by 20.
Yeah, official pick. I am changing that line to minus 15. Give me a little plus. Give me a little juice on it.
Kings are not good.
Oh, no.
Kings are not good. They've lost by quite a bit recently here. We tried telling you guys Justin Fields is now the favorite to go number 3 overall.
Who would have thought?
Could have got him at plus 270 yesterday morning.
Yeah, I am definitely kicking myself for not doing that, but I did lock in a bet today. Get it while you still can. It's probably going to switch to one of these minus 3,000, 6,000, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence odds. 1, 2, 3 are a lock in the NFL draft for me.
As we get closer to the draft, the odds are going to skyrocket in whatever direction. So if you want to get on the draft odds, like I said, we're going to get Lombardi on, I think, next week. So before the odds fucking really take off, so that we can win some money there.
Game over.
I gave it up.
Thanks, Ottavino. What a fucking joke, dude. Jesus. It's tough when you come back like that.
It is.
It's fucking heartbreaking.
Can't win them all, though, Paul.
I know. 10 in a row would have been sweet, though.
Yeah, would have. Can't win them all. We're going to have Nikki Skates in. He's coming off of a fucking huge night. Won a lot of money for the people. He's coming in right now. Do you have any footy for the weekend yet, or you want to wait till tomorrow?
I mean, I could write a book here.
It's just us tomorrow, so if you want to...
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow I'll Lil Moneyline and Tottenham Draw No Bets still on for tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we've got 7 Saturday and 11 Sunday.
Gumby's got 16 plays coming tomorrow for footy. So just a little tease for tomorrow.
What could go wrong?
I'd do that like every other night in the hockey world.
Yeah, what did you go?
Ain't nothing new.
What did you go last night?
Last night was 5-3, which makes up for the prior 3-5 night. We're back, baby. Even Steven. It always evens out.
But there's a lot of people, and I recommend you do this with everything that we talk about in here and all the picks that we give out. There's a lot of people who took the picks that you gave out that they also then researched and liked and left off the ones they didn't.
Yeah.
Did a bunch of fucking parlays.
Yes.
Don't just fucking, I mean, you can. You fucking
blindly
can.
Follow.
You can
sure,
blindly
go ahead,
follow, but don't fucking get mad, yell at them. Don't get mad.
Do your research.
Thanks, Mitt. Mitt. Go ahead, Nick.
Thanks, Mitt.
Short schedule tonight, right?
Yeah, no, there's a bunch, but I'm only going to pick a few.
That was last night.
Yeah, last night was short. There's a bunch, but I'm only going to pick a few. The Islanders and Bruins tonight, Tuukka Rask is playing. It's his first game back in a long, long time, in a long layoff for injury. I'm going to go with the Islanders.
Plus money.
Plus money, yeah. And the over at 5.5, which is also plus money. Now, the total's gone under in 5 of Boston's last 6 when playing at home against the Islanders, and under in 8 of Boston's last 11 when playing the Islanders in general. But I feel like with Rask coming back, with what the Islanders did at the deadline and with what Boston did at the deadline, now granted Taylor Hall hasn't scored in a fortnight, mm-hmm. but
it's 2 weeks.
I think now, here we are, this is a good opportunity here for these two teams to put a couple goals in the net, light the lamp, so to speak. And I think, I like the idea of the Islanders at plus money with a goalie who hasn't played in a long, long time. Rust is real. It's a real thing.
I might take the fucking Isle 60-minute line plus 175.
That is tasty, my friend. That is a tasty treat right there.
Tasty treat. Did you say under two? I can't remember.
I'm going over.
Okay, over.
But
I should have
just because it's plus 124, I think, is what I last saw it at, which is both these teams are capable of scoring.
It is.
So
it is juice to the under.
I also like the Winnipeg Jets at plus money. They're playing the Leafs. The Leafs have lost a couple games in a row, and Austin Matthews is out tonight with an undisclosed injury. So
you can get the Leafs plus 134.
The Jets.
Sorry, the Jets. My bad.
Yeah. And the over as well. It's gone over 4 of Toronto's last 5 games when playing at home against Winnipeg. Matthews out. The Leafs will still be able to score, but will they be able to score the clutch ones, the big time goals? I think I like what Winnipeg's put together, and okay. Hellebuck's in for them. So, and then Florida's taking on Tampa. I like Tampa Bay. Now they're a $1.60 favorite. Mm-hmm. Also like the over there. If you get it at 5.5, it's gone over in 5 of Tampa Bay's last 5 when playing Florida. So they should put on a little show tonight.
Okay.
And last one. No, I lied. Two more. Nashville, plus 160. This is the one. This is similar to the Blues play last night, right?
You better fucking win, dude.
Yeah, we're taking a stab here at Nashville with plus money
because they've been hot. It's better win.
They've been hot lately. They've been scoring a ton of goals, but now they're playing Carolina, who's a good team, who has lost 2 games in a row. Carolina, though, 5-0 straight up in their last 5 when playing Nashville, but they just lost to Detroit, who's a terrible team. And like I said, Nationals been scoring a ton lately. I like the value at plus 160.
Fuck yes.
And then finally, this one's heavy, but Caps puck line. They're playing the Sabres.
Okay.
They lit it up against the Flyers. I think it ended up being like, 6-1, 7-1 maybe. No reason they shouldn't be able to do the same thing against the Sabres.
Okay, so Caps puck line minus 1.5.
Yeah, and it's going to be heavy. It's going to be, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but
minus 146.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's not bad.
So that's just,
what's,
you know,
the 60 that's the classic line if you're feeling frisky.
That one, yeah, that one's way down there.
What's that?
250.
Minus 250?
Yeah. So I'm taking, off of your picks, I'm going fucking Jets 60 minute line plus 210. Islanders plus 175, 60 minute line. Tampa minus 105 on the 60 minute line. Predators plus 240 on the 60 minute line. And then the Capitals minus 1.5. And you could get that at plus 10,000 odds.
That's incredible. Oh. You know, probably all 4 of those games will go to overtime now, but I love what you're throwing out there. Absolutely love it.
Fuck it, dude. Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
Let it eat.
Fucking, it's Thursday.
We got let some big news. Some big news that just came out, my friend.
Who died?
FanDuel Sportsbook is now an official sports betting partner
with the Phoenix Suns.
National Football League.
What? Woo! Fucking big dogs?
NFL.
Where did you see that at, dude?
FanDuel Sportsbook.
What?
Yeah, it's legit.
That's fucking
big,
huge,
big
dude.
News, dude.
That ain't nothing to sneeze at right there, boys.
No, it's not.
It's about as big as you get.
You become an official partner of
the league.
The league? That's a good day.
Huge. Huge.
Huge.
Huge.
Good for FanDuel.
Good for us. Good for us.
Maybe good for us. Good for us. Actually good for us. You boys want to look at the booths tonight? You want to see what we got for the boost?
Yeah, why not?
Hold on, Nick. Let's see if we got any fucking hockey boost tonight.
Show me the boost. Give me the boost. Give me the boost.
Hey, we don't have any hockey boost tonight.
No boost.
Sorry, dude.
I said no boost.
We do have Kyle Schwarber or Juan Soto to hit a home run. That's only plus 130.
That's what it's boosted to?
Yeah, I feel like it should be higher, so I'm not going to take that.
Plus 200.
I mean, they are going against Merrill fucking Haji.
Hodges on the bump, the denominator. Soto to hit a dinger.
Yeah,
you like dingers.
Mm-hmm.
You like money.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Okay, 2 or more runs in the first inning of the Dodgers and Rockies.
No,
nope,
not with fucking
Gomers.
Do
on
they
the
not
mound.
Know Gomers?
Urias
pitching?
Is on the mound.
I think they do.
That's
know
not
that.
Happening, dude.
What?
I think they do. Know.
Shut up, Mitt.
Not for you.
We have 2 3x2 boosts tonight.
Nah, I don't I get it out. These. I hate these.
Hawks and Bucks.
Oh yeah, I hate that one.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. Lakers Celtics.
I love that one. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right, I think that's it, right?
Yeah. Shout out, Will.
Shout out, fucking Will Middlebrook.
That was awesome.
That was sweet.
That good was interview. Fucking awesome. Shout out, Mitt, for fucking trying to bury him.
Did you see that Nick, by any
World
chance?
Series, right?
I wasn't able to listen. I saw you guys talking to him, though, out there.
No. Did you see that Mitt spelled World Series W-O-R-L?
Oh, no. We're all surprised. I spelled something wrong.
W-O-L-R-D.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the Masters a couple weeks ago, and he had the Maesters up the there like it was Game of Thrones. Come on, Mitt. Keep up.
Come on, Mitt. You're better than that. Come on.
I know.
young lad, we will teach you.
I really got it.
We will teach you. Can't thank you guys enough. We are up to $1,750 on the rollover.
Shit, dude, I'm going to put one in tonight.
Hashtag FanDuel Hammer. Probably down, win rollover, $1,750.
Probably win it.
Nah, probably. I'll do $2,000 tomorrow. Bring me home the fucking two stacks of high society. Give me two. By the way, two stacks of high society is $20,000. That's on me. That's on me. At Hammer Dodd on Twitter and Instagram. We can't thank you guys enough. We will be back tomorrow. If there's any day games, we will tweet them out as we always do. And Dogecoin to the moon. Hammer
Dodd.